is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 19th of July, 2007. It was on this day, 1954, the first part of the Lord of the Rings trilogy came out, The Fellowship of the Ring. It was the sequel to J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit, which came out in 1937. He'd written The Hobbit for his own amusement, didn't expect it to sell well. The story of a small, human-like creature with hairy feet named Bilbo, who goes on an adventure through Middle-earth and comes back with a magical ring. J.R.R. Tolkien once wrote, "I am, in fact, a hobbit in all but size. I like gardens, trees, and unmechanized farmlands. I smoke a pipe, like good plain food, detest French cooking. I am fond of mushrooms, have a very simple sense of humor, go to bed late, and get up late when possible. I do not travel much." The Hobbit sold pretty well, partly because C.S. Lewis gave it a big review when it came out in 1937. And so Tolkien's publisher asked for a sequel. Tolkien decided the new book would be about Bilbo's nephew Frodo, but for a long time he had no idea what sort of adventure. Finally he decided it would be about the magical ring, though the ring had not been such an important part of The Hobbit. Tolkien spent the next 17 years working on The Lord of the Rings. He was a professor at Oxford. He had to write in his spare time, usually at night, sitting by the stove in his study in his house. He was well into his first draft by the time World War II broke out in 1939. He hadn't set out to write an allegory, but once the war began, he started to draw parallels between the war and the events in his novel. The land of evil in The Lord of the Rings, Mordor, set in the east of Middle-earth, just as the enemies of England were to the east. The book became more and more complicated as he went along. It was taking much longer to finish than he'd planned. He went through long stretches where he didn't write anything, thought about giving up the whole thing. He wanted to make sure all the details were right, the geography, the language, the mythology of Middle-earth. He made elaborate charts to keep track of the events of the story. His son Christopher drew a detailed map of Middle-earth. Finally, in the fall of 1949, he finished writing The Lord of the Rings. He typed the final copy out himself, sitting on a bed in his attic, typewriter on his lap, tapping it out with two fingers. It turned out to be more than 500,000 words long, and the publisher agreed to bring it out in three volumes. The first came out on this day, 1954. 3,500 copies, but it turned out to be incredibly popular, went through a second printing in just 6 weeks. Today, more than 30 million copies have been sold around the world. Here's a poem for today by Linda Paston, entitled "To a Daughter Leaving Home." When I taught you at 8 to ride a bicycle, loping along beside you, as you wobbled away on 2 round wheels, my own mouth rounding in surprise when you pulled ahead down the curved path of the park, I kept waiting for the thud of your crash as I sprinted to catch up, while you grew smaller, more breakable with distance, pumping, pumping for your life, screaming with laughter, the hair flapping behind you like a handkerchief, waving goodbye. Linda Paston's poem, "To a Daughter Leaving Home," from her collection, The Imperfect Paradise, published by W.W. Norton & Company, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with the Poetry Tool online at poetryfoundation.org. And by RBC Dane Rauscher. For almost 100 years, RBC Dane Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.